You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up? On today's podcast, we're going to talk about my grandpa was a sheriff, my family plays by ear too, my opinion on Alex Jones, he seems cool, and stuff like that. So let's get to it. So, my grandpa was a sheriff. Yeah, I just found that out. How many of you have used Ancestry.com and you found some stuff out about yourself that was true? And you're like, whoa, cool. That's awesome. Well, you find out family you didn't even know you had on Ancestry.com. It's a mission trying to figure it out, but if you get invested to it for about a week, a few days or so, you'll figure it out. So yeah, I found out my grandpa was a sheriff. It's crazy. In Louisiana. That's awesome. He's a Meyer. I'm a Trauma. So I found out that on my other side of the family, they play by ear too. By what I mean is, like, they play the guitar and they can play pretty much anything they hear on the radio, just like me. So that's cool. I thought that was really awesome. Because, you know, here it is, you know, I'm super creative and talented. Look at me. And they're like, yeah, well, you come from a whole long line of that. I'm like, whoa, that's super awesome. Now I really want to meet him. That'd be so cool. So, what's my opinion on Alex Jones? Yeah, he seems cool. I could see, like, I don't know, me being on a show or something, or like me seeing him and being like, dude, let's do a podcast. He'd be like, yeah, we can do that. And be like, cool. Sorry if that sounded a little bit like Beavis, but you know me. But I think that would be awesome. I'd do a podcast with him, wouldn't you? Or do you think he's psycho? Do you think he's crazy? Or do you think he's a... what do they call him? Oh, God. A Zionist? Yeah, that. That's ridiculous. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Maybe if he's not, he should just deny it in public. I mean, that's just my opinion, though. Like I said, this is my opinion on Alex Jones. Like I said, Alex Jones, I think, is really cool. He's a cool guy. He's super awesome. He seems cool, at least. I like his podcast. I like his voice. He's got a very nice speaking voice. What's there to not like about him? Do you just not like his opinion? Do you not like... You don't like the products he sells? Like, what is it? Like, what's your deal? Just wondering. So anyhow, moving on. So yeah, my opinion on Alex Jones is he seems cool. Seems cool to me. So yeah, I just bought a Thin Blue Line American flag. That's really super awesome. Because it's 3 foot by 5 foot, and it's got the rivets. Or grommets, I guess you call them. So yeah, I figure I'll hang it up in my living room. I think that'll be awesome. Something like that. I'm just really excited about that purchase. I think that is super awesome. I support the local police. I support the backbone of the police, which is the police.
It's the whole ecosystem.
So, you know, I use Amazon to purchase my cousin a mic. Should I feel bad because they use a bunch of emissions and stuff and it got sent back? And so we had to redo the order. Yeah, so that's cool. And so, they got really good support. Amazon does. They've got really good support. It's awesome. If you put it in the wrong address, they'll help you fix it and send you out a replacement. It's cool. It's really cool. Anyhow, all Amazonians aside, I'm just having a really good time out here in Alaska. I really am. It's super awesome. It's a really good time out here. If you like the rain, you'd love Juneau. If you like, I don't know. It's different. It's different everywhere you go in Alaska. But there's a lot of small town villages. Like, very small, small town villages. Like, doesn't even have a road, really. It's a whole nother world out here, I'll tell you what. Yeah. So look, the reason I said why I was putting the emphasis on the fake charges that Mueller was charging people with is because I'm under the impression that he was doing the same to me. Because I have an ex that seemed forced to abuse me to the point of me having to restrain her. And she made sure that she took pictures of whatever she looked like afterwards. All I did was try to restrain her. She was swinging at me. I didn't swing at her like that. That's crazy. She says I pinned her down by her stomach. That is crazy. She was pregnant. That is crazy. That's crazy talk. That is nuts. I don't mean to air my dirty laundry out there for you guys, but I mean, like, what do I even care anymore? I have a roommate that I don't know if he's dead or he faked his death or what, dude. You know, I don't have enough facts, and I don't even know what to think about that, you know? But, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that she then pressed charges on me, and they were faulty, petty, frivolous charges. They were just, it was fraudulent charges. I wasn't guilty of that. And then there was a replacement judge and she found me guilty. Like, it was like she had it out for me, and she made it known and early on in the beginning before we even went to trial. It was nuts. I plan on getting the audio from it because this is just crazy what I'm going through because of it. I got a neighbor who's like, oh, your criminal record. And like, now he's flaunting the fact that he's spending time with the neighbor in front of my face. I'm like, what? What is going on here? Like, first you're a condescending prick to me. Then you just date our neighbor like that. You go out with her, you take walks with her. You got your camera pointed right at her house at all times. That's just crazy, bro. That is insanity. You're one sick puppy. But hey, that's just my opinion. What do I know? I only gave Joe Lombardo a run for his money. I only helped Trump stop Air Pelosi. I mean, I'm only doing my job. And see, that's the great thing about being a volunteer. I get to perform whatever job I want. I can volunteer for that. Cool. No, we don't need you. I wasn't asking. I was telling. And just like that. So yeah, I just bought myself a thin blue line American flag. I love it. It's beautiful. So beautiful. I can't wait to get it in the mail. So yeah, so like, that's why I say Mueller is in deep doo-doo. Because, man, dude, if you interfered with my relationship like that, that is wicked on a whole nother level. And God's gonna judge you. And I could not even be right about this. I could be very wrong. I could be very wrong, and you could have nothing to do with this. But you like to meddle. Mueller? It's Mueller time. No, it's not. That was the last podcast. Now it's Chance Trahan time. And that's what's up. It's Trahan time. Let's get good with it. What's up? Well, now reporting from Tom Fitton is that Mueller report is not including the data that was submitted to him from the Obama-era FBI DOJ. And that is also another reason why I said Mueller was in deep doo-doo, up to his neck in it. Because now he could possibly be tried for even withholding evidence. I mean, was he withholding this evidence for later torture on the president? Was this supposed to be like a slow leak? It makes me think. It makes me wonder. Well, you guys, that is the end of today's podcast. But we've got a long outro today. But before we go, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Because I'd like to end this on something profound. So, let's just keep in mind that I am running for president, and all contributions are very much appreciated, and they all go towards the campaign. And you can contribute at chance.money. Just type that link into your browser, chance.money. And at chance.money, you can donate whatever amount you wish to donate. It's true. You just go there and donate. You can contribute any amount. Any amount. And that's what's up. I really love you guys. Because without you guys, I wouldn't even be doing this. I can tell that some of you listen because you respond in the media, and I think that is really uber cool. It's uber awesome. Awesome. What's today? Today's Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. What's up? So, like, this is a very short podcast today, but I go through my list pretty quick, and I don't want to waste you guys' time with a bunch of fluff. You feel me? And I just want to thank each and every one of you for your undying support. You have really all come together and supported me throughout all these years. And I am doing my best to give back to you and pay it forward. I want to give back to you by paying it forward on a mass scale that is, or would be described as, me doing my job. Let me do my job. I want to do my job. What's up? I'm finna do my job. And that's what's up. Watch me do my job. Hey. So, I don't know. I really like delivering pizzas, though. It's really cool. It's fun. It's hip. It's the cool new thing right now. And that's how I'm getting my face out there in public, is I'm working a job that puts my face in front of people. I'm getting out there. I'm getting way out there. And I'm gonna take this to the extreme and just say, I'm having a blast doing this. Because it's true. I absolutely love doing this. It's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun over all these years doing delivery. That's why I keep coming back to it. I love delivery. I really do. It's fun. People are happy to see the pizza guy. People are happy to see whatever they're ordering guy. It's cool. It's a fun job. It can be weird at times, but it's really fun. It's a lot of fun, and I love it. I mean, sure, I'm running my car into the ground. That's all right. I'm getting my face and my name out there, and that's what's up. I'm representing the company, and that's cool. But at the same time, I'm also representing myself. Because people remember you. People will remember you, my friends. If you keep it up and you do a good job, people will remember you. They'll be like, man, you remember that one guy? Yeah, I sure do. People will remember you forever because of the good job that you did. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, especially if you're a volunteer. People love volunteers. People who will volunteer for the Ronald McDonald House, donate clothes, donate blankets, socks, new socks. You have to give new socks. Donate new socks. Donate toys to the Children's Hospital, please, y'all. Donate the toys for Tots. Whatever you gotta do, get them toys for Christmas. The time is now to come together and make this place awesome. And that's what's up.